you love me again. Tell me you trust me again. Tell me it's us to the end. I wanna touch you again. I wanna cuddle again. I wanna fuck you again. Shorty, let's make it a plan. I be on my way tonight. Private jet, I ain't missing no flight. Come put that dick in your life. I'm tryna make you my wife. Remember the first day I met you? I could just tell you was special. After the first day I sex you, how could I ever forget you?
Put up with my shit for so damn long. I buy you material things, but that don't hurt my wrongs. Told the whole world about your pain, but it in my songs.
Didn't wonder why you don't wanna listen to none of my songs. Didn't wonder why you and your feelings when I'm not at home. Tripping on all of my feelings, I went through your phone. Some things just better off not knowing. That ain't right, the moving out is right. Tell me you love me again. Tell me you trust me again. Tell me it's us to the end. I wanna touch you again. I wanna cuddle again. I wanna fuck you again. So let's make it a plan. I be on my way tonight. Private jet, I ain't missing no flight. Come with that dick in your life. I'm tryna make you my wife. Remember the first day I met you? I could just tell you was special. After the first day I sex you, how could I ever forget you?
Clearly, I know what type of vibe I'm gonna be on all show. You know, we got to start this one off saying rest in peace to PNB Rock. Obviously, the world knows by now that his life was taken away tragically while he was out having food with his wife. Crazy, you know, situation. Another rapper slain. We got to do better, people.
Yeah, it's extremely, extremely sad. You know, another talented young man, you know, killed for no reason.
None at all.
You know, so rest in peace to him. Condolences to his family. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Thoughts and prayers out to his family. Unfortunate loss of a talented young man, only 30 years old, man. And I hate that we continue to have these episodes. It seems like every, you know, 3 weeks, every month we having these type of discussions about a talented, you know, young man or young woman who lost to the streets, man. And it's, I always say the same thing. Our culture has to do better, bro. It's our own culture that does this. We put targets on our own people that are successful. We spew hatred towards those that have found a way to make it out of the struggle. And then we wonder why people don't like to reach back and help. We wonder why people don't like to come back to them communities and hang out and spend money there, because it's situations like this.
Facts.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I want to address this. You know, I get it. His you know, his child's mother. Clearly, she made a lapse in judgment, by posting their location. But for the people that's just dumping on her right now,
yeah.
You know, let's keep in mind that she just lost the father of her children, because they had one and she was pregnant currently. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
Wow, I didn't even know that.
So, you know, ease up, because guess what? I'm pretty sure she feels, you know, like crap behind that, you know, already. But to have the world piling on her, or, you know, for people that's just piling on right now, you know, and let's be clear, we don't know for a fact that's the case, that somebody was, you know, saw her post and said, we're going to pull up and do something. Because guess what? There was a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And everybody go to Roscoe's, number one, you know, and number two, you know, God rest his soul. But, you know, I was talking to my cousin the other day, and he was saying, you know, Roscoe's is kind of like Kennedy's. They in the
hood. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you already in a neighborhood where, you know, you should be on point anyway. You know what I mean? But, you know, he was out there with his jewelry on, no security, you know. So let's not dump on this young lady while she's probably going through one of the most trying times in her life. Let's be supportive for this, you know, for this young woman during her loss, because, you know, just like the world lost PNB Rock, she lost her, you know, her husband, the father of her children. Her children got to grow up without their father, and she got to explain that to them as they continue to grow up and start seeing, you know, when they look into, you know what happened with their father, all of this stuff. They're going to be seeing this too. So just ease up, have some compassion, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, first of all, that's the struggle with the internet. We talked about it, like, people too quick to jump to conclusions and everybody want to have an opinion on stuff. It's not his girl's fault. Because, one, we don't know what... I don't follow her, so I who am I to say she's never done this before? She might share their location all the time. You know what I'm saying? When they're on trips, when they after dinner, that might be the norm for her. Secondly, like you said, Roscoe's is like that. Roscoe's is in the middle of the hood. Plenty of people have talked about situations that go on in Roscoe's. So it's not like they was in Beverly Hills somewhere where you wouldn't have got touched. You was in the middle of the hood. If it wasn't her sharing the location, it would have been somebody noticing a car out front. It would have been somebody saying, yo, PNB's in here eating right now. And, you know, there's an interview circulating that he did, I think, with DJ Academics, mm-hmm. Where he talked about the last time he was in L.A., they tried to rob him.
Yep.
So even if she doesn't share the location, that don't mean the goons wasn't looking for him, because obviously they found a way to get to him before. You know, and shout out to Jay Prince. I love Jay Prince as an OG. Like he said, that's not that woman's fault. It's her man's responsibility to guide her. And if you don't want her to move that way, then you let her know, babe, when we out, you don't post none of this.
Right.
You don't do the social media thing until we get back to the hotel. But if he's all right with her doing it, then who are we to be mad at his girl for doing that?
Exactly.
I also saw something pop up that LAPD officers said that it was somebody else's post, and it wasn't even his girl's post. They caught it off of somebody else's post before they even looked at hers. So, you know, that's you know, it's like you said, Eric, you know, everybody just jump into conclusions and, you know, trying to put, you know, everybody wants to point the finger. Everybody wants to blame somebody. But, you know, it's also like to the point that you said he already had, you know, previous beef already. The ops is always out. The ops is always out. You in a location, like I said, it's in the hood. So everybody's watching. Everybody's talking. Everybody's texting. Everybody's, you know what I'm saying? There's always the open communication, especially if it's someone like PNB Rock, someone that's famous, someone that got jewelry on. It might not even be anyone that's famous or got a name. If you look like you got money or you got something, they are going to come and take it.
Yeah.
Period.
Listen, the wolves is out. The wolves is going to always be out. That's not going to change.
That's a fact.
No time soon. You have to move accordingly. You know, I will say this, you know, outside of, you know, in a situation where maybe you might be at like a autograph signing or an event or something like that, you know, celebrities, you know, you just can't text your location anyway for any celebrity. It's not even just rappers, but it's intensified when it's rappers, because, you know, obviously it's hunt season on rappers right now, you know, and we keep seeing this, you know, and I hate to go back, you know. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, you know, but Pop Smoke, he made the mistake of posting something on his story and it accidentally had the address to where he was at. And obviously, you know, we know what happened with that situation. But, you know, it's always been hunting season on rappers, really. You know, obviously we're the only genre of music where you really got to be in fear for your life because people are coming for you, you know, like. I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift got more money than 90% of rappers, but ain't nobody running down on Taylor Swift. Why in our culture are we the ones out here playing dirty?
I saw Maino, I think I sent this to the group chat. He was saying, you know, as an artist, right, as a rapper, you know, especially being in the game, right? Being in the street, coming up from where, a lot of artists and a lot of rappers came up from. You know, they came from the hood, from the struggle. They always have, there's a story, and their main focus is to get out of the hood, right? To make it famous, to make a name of themselves, so they can get out of these situations. And I feel like we live in a world where that's not even, it's more dangerous for them to even to be in the position that they are in and have the name that they are. It's like they're still in the hood. They're still fighting. They're still, you know, trying to defend themselves in one way or another. And it's, you know, it's sad. It's really sad that, you know, you think this is the life that I'm gonna make for myself because we're gonna be good and things are gonna change. And you kind of gotta fight for your life even more.
Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate. I saw something that Ice-T said regarding LA, and he said, you know, LA is a dangerous place altogether. You know, a lot of LA rappers don't even walk around with jewelry for that reason, because it doesn't matter whether you have a name or you don't. If you, like I said, you got your jewelry on, and any little piece of bling or any piece of jewelry is attractive. It's not like,
yeah,
you know, so it's sad. I feel really bad.
It's a couple things that, and Bree, you did post that to the group chat. It's a great post too that, you know, Maino put out. But we from the East Coast don't realize how deep that gang culture is, like Icy was saying, right? We recognize things through beef and like, yo, I'm from this neighborhood, I'm from that neighborhood. But over there, the gangs truly police themselves. Like if some shit go down in a certain territory, it's only gonna be handled by that crew that runs that area. Ain't no outside gang coming in there to handle that business, because it ain't gonna happen like that. You know what I'm saying? So the next part of that too is like, the reason it's our culture and Trip, you know, it is fucked up. We always talk about trying to preach to the young boys and understanding like, yo, you know, y'all ain't gotta be this way. Y'all ain't gotta have this type of hatred towards each other. You know what I'm saying? It's all right to be a fan of somebody and be like, yo, I fuck with they vibe, I fuck with what they doing, as opposed to hating on the shit. But unfortunately, that is the hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? That's the street culture. You can't, we know for a fact, we know many dudes who found a way to get out of their circumstances, whether it was through a legal job or some illegal shit. When they was in the hood, niggas loved them. The moment they was out the hood and they got a little better living situation, now everybody was talking shit. Oh, this motherfucker think he all that. He think his shit don't stink. Yeah. And motherfuckers immediately start to hate on you. And that's what happens with the hip hop culture. A lot of these dudes, PnB Rock, you know, younger than us, still in our age demographic, but younger than us, he made it out. But everybody ain't gonna be happy for you. Everybody ain't gonna respect your grind to make it out. They gonna be like, oh, this motherfucker think he all that. Yo, I could fuck that nigga up, bro. I could take his shit. And that's what started happening. Now, motherfucker, just because he know he can strong arm you, is gonna try to test that.
Yeah.
And my only thing I say, like I said, I'm not putting no blame on PnB, because we're not gonna do no victim shaming. Like, he was out enjoying himself with his lady having something to eat, and some hating ass motherfuckers did that shit. Same shit like with Nip, when Nip got caught in front of his store. A hating motherfucker saw Nip being successful in his neighborhood and was mad at him. The only thing I say to PnB and his family is like, yo, he should have been a little smarter though. You already had a situation out of town. You was in LA, niggas tried to rob you. You avoided that. So now be smarter the next time. We ain't got to sit down in Roscoe's. I got enough money where we can just pick that food up and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Have somebody go pick it up.
Right. Just go get that shit, bring that back to the hotel, and then wherever we're going to go tonight, that's where we're going to go tonight. But I don't need to be sitting in the fucking chicken spot for X amount of time eating food to the point where all these people who come in and out, all these people who driving by can see me and see the car. And now I've opened my situation up, especially if I'm with my lady. We're not doing that, bro. If y'all niggas already tried to get me once, there's no way I can put my lady in that situation where niggas could get me again. And now I'm vulnerable, because what I'm going to do? My girl pregnant. I'm going to really bang it out with y'all niggas. I'm going to fight with y'all niggas. I can't do that now. So why even sit there? Either come with mass security or just, yo, go pick that shit up, bring it back.
Yeah.
Don't wear your jewelry. Don't come out all blinged out. We know who you are. We know who your name is. It's we got to do better all around. And I don't see it happening. And it's really unfortunate, because I think it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's the
I got to drop a little, you know, history bomb on y'all, you know, really quick. And we've talked about this a while ago on the show briefly. But, you know, every time I see this, I'm just going back to the Willie Lynch syndrome. You know, for those of you who don't know who Willie Lynch was, he was a slave master. He wrote a letter, letting the other slave masters know how to control their slaves. And he basically said, you got to pit them against each other. And we've been against each other ever since. And it don't seem like it's slowing down anytime soon. Because when we should be uplifting our brothers and sisters, we trying to tear them down every step of the way. And, you know, and it's sad that we're still dealing with that after we keep losing person after person after person after person, you know, and the cycle just continues. We was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can go King Von. I spoke about Pop Smoke already. You know, the couple of drill rappers from Brooklyn. You know, like, it's crazy out here, man. Like, I don't understand that. I don't know where we going, man. But you know, something got to give, man.
We got, like, yo, we got to stop. And it's something that all of us make the mistake of. But now, especially that we seeing how these young boys is moving and the level of violence they willing to take it to. Because we talk about it, it's not just the rappers. It could be anybody in your community and motherfuckers willing to just bang it out in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All that tough guy shit, we gotta cut that shit out, bro. We gotta stop promoting niggas having that tough guy mentality or, oh, this nigga that, he a real nigga. We gotta cut all that shit out, bro. Because niggas take that shit and they run with it too heavy now. And niggas think, like, that's how I gotta be. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be this nigga. I gotta be that tough. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. Nah, you ain't gotta do none of that. Get your money, my nigga. That's it. Get your money.
It is what it is, man. And let's be clear. You know, I don't know, despite what y'all might think, you know, real niggas take care of their family.
So that's the number one thing a real nigga do.
Yeah.
Take care of his family.
Exactly. Real niggas not out here risking it all when they got loved ones to go home to. You know? So y'all keep playing around. You know, nah. Y'all gonna be in jail. That's where y'all gonna be at. The real niggas y'all talking about is either gonna be in jail or they gonna be dead soon. So you don't wanna be that type of real nigga. I'm gonna be the real nigga that take care of my family.
That's
right. I don't know what's it going to take to get through to the youth, because that's what's happening. It's the jealousy and the envy, and that's what's killing these people. Yeah. And it's I don't know what is gonna permeate in their brains to really get through to them and tell them that this ain't the way. Like, what do you gain by you know, besides going to jail and, you know, ruining your life? But what is it that you gain from taking from others and taking someone's life? Like, what do you do then?
Nothing, because first of all, for you idiots out there that are, you know, on the hunt for rappers' jewelry, most of the smart rappers have their jewelry insured, number one. So even if you stole $100,000 chain from somebody, what, you gonna get $5,000 for it on the street? Because what jewel are you taking that to?
None.
That's about to fuck themselves over because you was thirsty and wanted to be on some fuck shit that day. So good luck with that. You know, because you really.
Yeah, I mean, and really, like you said, it ain't no value to the shit, because if it's a custom piece, like, what the jeweler gonna try to do? Resell it? He can't.
Exactly. So, like, the only thing you can do is the fucking the hit maker chain tour when they had the Transformers chain going.
Yeah, around. But I mean,
that's again, all you can do. And what does that do for you?
You're on a suicide mission, man. If the rapper don't shoot you himself. Right, like the niggas who didn't try to play with the baby before.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't shoot you himself, you gonna get a charge behind the shit. Mm-hmm. And in this case, like PNB's case, you getting a murder charge. So now, what? So you can sit around the yard in prison and brag about, yo, I'm the one who popped him. Yeah, nigga, and you
no,
here now. Because, and now you're serving a life sentence in here.
No, because what's going to happen is, you know, people fail to realize that these rappers are idolized. That's why when you see Eric Holder get his ass whipped right before he had to go to trial, because, you know, there are guys that, you know, people that are, you know, still stand on morals and principles, and you, when you get locked up, they gonna see you.
Yep.
Because they fuck with PNB Rock or whatever other rapper, you know, this week.
I do agree with that. You're going to take a punishment for it as well. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what are you still left with? You ain't left with shit.
No.
Nothing came from it. You know what I'm saying? Only thing you could ever say, only thing that you got on your jacket is like, yeah, I caught a body and it was a celebrity. That's all you got on your jacket now.
Yeah.
And then years from now, when they realize and they get into God and they get into changing their lives in jail, you realize that you did all of that for nothing. You did that for the streets. You did that for your hood, on gang, on this, to be a real on nigga. That.
You want to be a real what? Nigga. You want to be a real nigga. Now you can be a real nigga.
You know what I'm saying? And that on gang got you in jail. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's
exactly.
These.
And I know he's already on the Soulja Boy list, but is there any, like, Eric, can we gotta have like an extension to the Soulja Boy list, like something, a level up from the Soulja Boy list, because Tekashi,
I don't see that. I don't like when we talk about him, because I feel like we talk about him too much.
But I got to, man, because it's so blatantly disrespectful for you to be who you are, the coward that you are, for you to come out of the blue because nobody's checking for you, and to say some disrespectful shit like that when that man's family is grieving right now, when that man's friends is grieving right now, when that man's children ain't gonna have no father to raise them. And you come out and be a fucking dickhead, like, nah, man, like, I can't take it with this kid no more.
This is the same rat, okay, that probably doesn't even take care of the child that he has. So he wouldn't know anything about anybody's children or, you know, mm-hmm. mourning or any of that. You know, he's just a really disrespectful person. And somebody that was following him, and I'm like, yo, but why are you even following this person? Like,
got shit going
and then they
himself.
Was like, they were like, oh, you know how many rats you probably follow? And it was like, yeah, but I don't know those known rats, because any other rat that I know, they're not even in on my radar, on my brain. They get the unfollow right away. I'm not even looking or searching for them, because like that's just WAC 100 is definitely not my favorite. But he definitely said something to him, which I commend him for that, because he was like, you know, that was wrong, huh?
For once,
because I really can't stand WAC 100. Mm-hmm. But you know, I feel like, as far as I know, he was the only one that actually like had something to say about him saying that, because it's completely disrespectful.
But you know what? Him doing shit like that. Whack is part of the reason, because when you co-sign his bullshit for a bag and you don't check him, then stuff like this happens.
He gives him the pass to do shit like that.
Yes, because you want to run. Oh, he's just a civilian. He's because you out here running with this man and co-signing him, he feel comfortable again to do shit like that, and in reality, he's a coward who, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we seen the airport fight. We know he can't fight. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy to me, the shit that this kid is doing to try to have some type of relevance, because niggas ain't fucking with you no more. You're a fucking rat.
I don't know what the name of that list is going to be. Right now, there's only two motherfuckers on that list. It's Tekashi and it's Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Those are the two blatantly, the biggest blatant clowns Entertainment. So I don't know what the list is going to be called, but it's just them two niggas. But
well, think about it for next week's show, Eric. Because we need.
Yeah, I'm gonna think of the name, but it is you know, goofball OGs like a WAC 100. You know what I'm saying? Who will sit there and they'll throw their arm around him and nah, he's not what y'all think he is, and try to like soften the blow. The niggas a rat. Mm-hmm. I don't. Ain't no such thing as civilian when you involve yourself in gang activity and street activity. You making hits on the phone, but now you want to be a civilian when the feds come knocking. There ain't none of that shit. You a rat, my nigga. But I don't like talking about him too much because he does this shit for this reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody had been talking about that nigga for months.
Word.
And then, I just, right?
He needed a reason. He needed an excuse to pop out of right. the fucking rat hole.
These are the only times he posts something because it's nothing to talk about. For as braggadocious as he tries to be, there's nothing to talk about. You ain't doing shows. You're not getting booked, my nigga. Let's keep it a buck. You're not. There's no flyers with your pictures on it. None of that shit.
Crazy thing
so is, nobody's booking you.
The last time we heard from him was fucking when King Von died. And he did some fuck shit then.
Right. So when somebody die, then he'll post up disrespectful, you know, and then mm-hmm. he'll hide in his hotel because he's not out and about.
Nope.
So, you know, he front. We know what it is. He just want attention. He wants somebody to pay attention. But ain't nobody streaming your shit, bro. Ain't nobody paying attention to nothing you doing. Like Bree said, you're not taking care of your kid already. So for you to even pretend like, you know, you some man amongst men and shit. Nah, you a clown. Fuck out of here.
He don't know nothing about that.
Not at all.
So look, man, first of all, you know, again, rest in peace to PNB Rock. Condolences to his family, his friends, the fans, everybody. And with that being said, this is Shooting the Shit.
Shooting the Shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all.
Now, how y'all doing outside of the bullshit?
You know, just another hump day.
I gotta say this, right? Because I was on my way back to the crib, and I just happened to be scrolling on IG. I see Bree out here showing off again.
You know, it had been a minute. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, even though the algorithm ain't really like what it is, but you know, I feel like the people needed a little dose of Bree. You know what I'm saying? So I had to hit them with a little 1-2 real quick. You know, courtesy of, you know, Trip over here got the good angles. You know. So, you know, I had to give the people what they wasn't asking for, but I knew they wanted it.
They needed it. You know, this is one of them things where you don't ask for it because even though you know you want it and you need it, but you don't ask it, just boom, here it is.
I had to give them 1-2. There you go. I'm here. I'm back. You know, I ain't never left, but watch this.
Eric, what's going on with you, man? How's everything?
All is well, man. It's been a hectic week and a half, but all is well. Bree, the social media, the gram, we appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Just reminding everybody. But nah, man, it's just, you know, a little hectic week and a half and everything with the kids and back to, you know, regular activities and all that. But it's Wednesday night, baby. You know how it go.
Facts. I got to see my brother this week, too. You know what I'm saying? Eric pulled up on the kid again. You know, had a little reunion, had a couple of drinks like we always do.
Yeah, I'm going to be back up there soon again. We'll talk about it offline. But I see, congratulations, because I see there's a new spot here. I see some new mm-hmm. things is in order. The studio is not in full effect yet, but it's mm-hmm. definitely vacation.
We still got a little bit of work to do. I wish I could turn the computer around so y'all can see. I got about 5 pieces of foam up. But I'm gonna get it done ASAP. I'm gonna try to knock it out within like the next 2 weeks so we can get officially back to our normal selves. But yeah, definitely bust a move. And it's been a long week trying to move and shoot. I did Fashion Week, and I was shooting for Essence the other day. So I was, you know, I linked up with a couple of cats. Your main man, Russell Westbrook, was out there. Eric, you see, we was in New York. You know what I'm saying?
We saw that.
So I was rocking with Russ.
Definitely saw that.
Shout out. I don't know, you know, everybody that's out there, all the P-Valley fans, I bumped into Uncle Clifford. He was in the Essence fashion event. Cool brother. Like, he's mad cool. I don't like people noticed him more because, like, in the fashion world, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I seen him, I walked up to him, I was like, Uncle Clifford. He was like, hold on, let me take this picture, then I'm gonna chop it up with you. And he just came up, we chopped it up for a second. But he's a good dude. And I forget, I'm so mad I forget Shorty's name. But she's on Grownish now. She's on a new season of Grownish. And she's also, is it Justine Sky or something like that? I gotta get her name right. But
Justine Sky?
There you go. I think that's
she's a singer.
Yeah, she's on Grownish right now too. She's on this new season of Grownish. She's like Junior's love interest on the show now. But she was out there. It was, you know, it was just dope. Shout out to everybody that participated. You know, in Fashion Week. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Russ too, because, you know, Westbrook be getting a lot of flack, you know what I'm saying, especially from particular assholes in the media who I know would not speak to that man like that if they was in his face. I'm not even going to give them the clout right now saying they name, but he's mad cool, mad personable, talk, you know what I'm saying, like, You could have a conversation with him. I was chopping it up with his security first. Me and his security got mad cool. That's how I started talking to Westbrook, because we was joking around on the sidelines. But Westbrook is a good brother, man. So big shout out to Russell Westbrook. If y'all can support his fashion line and what he's doing, you know, he's trying to expand outside of the NBA. We know how that goes, Eric. You ain't gonna be in the NBA forever, Father. Mm-hmm. Nobody beats Father Time, even though Tom Brady's trying, but nobody beats Father Time. So he's right. Trying to transition, you know, for his life after basketball, and I respect that. So if y'all can support that brother,
now that's a fact. Russ is definitely one of the ultimate competitors of the game, and he became a little bit of a easy target lately because, you know, he hasn't had the success on the court, but that don't take none away from his talent. You know, he definitely one of the greatest to ever do it. And now he's transitioning, and good for him, man.
Top, listen, you don't just get top 75 of all time being a scrub. You know right. what I'm saying? Let's be clear. Everybody gets older. Eventually your skills start to, you know, to dwindle. But, you know, that man is a first ballot Hall of Famer. So put some respect on his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and start fucking with the new media like us. as Draymond would say, we the new media. You know? So
you heard?
Big shout out to Russ. But yeah, man. Let's get it
to another topic.
What we gonna start at first? Let me see what we got over here on the list, because it was a lot of stuff going down. Oh man, I forget. Queen Elizabeth passed. That's been taking up everybody's headlines. You know, like her passing, they had the services. Well, this week they've been doing stuff all week. So she's passed. Rest in peace to her. Rest in peace to the royal family.
You know, rest in peace to the queen. But I mean, come on now. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to be like, I get it. You know, Queen Elizabeth has, you know, passed, and, you know, she held that title for how long? Like the longest title ever? What, like 70 some years?
70 plus years, right? She became the queen in her early 20s.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's a long time, you know?
She held it down. She was holding it down, though.
She held it down, all right, you know, and, you know, condolences to her. I mean, to her family, and, you know, RIP to her. But I think they dragging it a little bit. I'm just saying.
it's a slow news week. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna hold on to this as long as they can. But yeah, it's a wrap on that.
Well, let's talk about some black people that's out here kicking ass right now. How about that? Can we talk about Queen Latifah? Can we talk about Ludacris? They got the number one movie out on Netflix right now.
I gotta watch that. I keep seeing it pop up on Netflix. I gotta check it out.
It's good. You going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I ain't gonna hold you. I did. It's
all right.
I liked it. We got, you know what I'm saying? But it's the number one movie though.
No. I applaud them for the accomplishment, but number one don't mean it's great. You know what I mean? I think it's okay. I expect a little bit more, especially since they both established actors. So I thought the storyline would be a little stronger.
Well, they didn't write the movie, though. Listen, I know Flavor Unit did produce the film. So I don't know who wrote it, but it's not necessarily that they wrote the movie, though.
Right, right. That's what I say. I'm not knocking them for that. You know, they may not have had the creative side of that, but you know, I applaud them for the numbers, and anybody who get into the bag, we always respect that.
I saw the trailer, and I mean, now that you mentioned it, I'm gonna you know, give it a whirl. But I saw the trailer, and I wasn't running to go and watch it, but I'm going to give it a try. It's Queen Latifah and it's Ludacris. So let's see.
Listen, give it a shot.
I'm going to watch it.
Oh, well, not even just you, Bri. I'm just saying in general
to
out there, because here's what happens, right? When we don't go support our black and brown brothers and sisters in Hollywood, we won't see our black and brown brothers and sisters in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, this is true.
Eric, I know you can tell me 100 white movies that are horrible, but we're gonna keep seeing white movies.
That's a fact. You're right. That's a fact. I will not dispute that with you.
Because I can tell, I'd say probably 1,000. You know what I mean? That are fucking horrible.
Nicolas Cage was in so many bad movies, he started going straight to DVD and straight to streaming. I don't know who had a bigger streaming run, Nicolas Cage or Ray Liotta. Because every fucking thing that was coming out on streaming, one of them was in it.
Yeah, I see. Even on Netflix, I seen a bad that I'm like, oh, this is Nicolas Cage. I'm going to check this out. And I was like, this is terrible. Like, yeah. What happened?
And as a filmmaker, I'm like, how the fuck did they get a budget for this shit?
Yeah, right. Watching Nicolas Cage Jack made me feel like I need to get into Hollywood, because y'all just giving out bags now. Y'all just giving out fucking bags. Can I get a small bag? Yes. A little bag?
And
listen, I'm out here. I'm out here trying to get on somebody's screen, and they just like, hello, like Bree's here. Like I'm ready. Like,
listen, but that's the thing. That's why I say, we have to continue to support black and brown people in Hollywood, because if we don't, we are not going to see black and brown people in Hollywood. We already don't see them in Hollywood like that. We already mm-hmm. don't get the recognition that we deserve. You know what I'm saying? I got to go back to the late great Hattie McDaniels, who won an Academy Award but couldn't even get into the Academy Awards. You know what I mean? So, and just, you know, just over the years, you know, like, we have to support each other. Don't just, oh, I ain't watching this on BET. Oh, I ain't watching another Tyler Perry movie. You know what I mean? Like, no, you can't have that mentality. We gotta support. Or when we don't see people that look like us on TV, then we gonna know why. Because ain't nobody mm-hmm. come out and support.
So. No, I agree. Like I said, I commend them. I thought the story could have been stronger, but I commend them, though. You know, they got that money. Listen, Netflix giving out a lot of money. You got to go.
I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely going to go. I'm going to watch it.
We have to.
See what it's about.
Did y'all see the discussion that our former First Lady Hillary Clinton had with Miss Knees herself, Megan Thee Stallion, about that WAP?
Not Miss Knees. Not Miss Knees.
Miss Knees. I'm dead.
She got them good knees, dog.
Interesting
conversation.
I saw the clip. Yeah, I saw the clip circulating. You know, I don't know what to make of it, because I know a lot of times these politicians, they like to, you know, position themselves with the culture when it's convenient for them.
I mean, you she know, do keep I do purse. Not.
Yeah, but I do not believe, you know, Hillary said, you know, I came across your music. Like, you're not listening to that. Let's stop.
Well, hold on, Eric, don't say that, because think about it, right? Bill stepped out. So it must have been a situation where she didn't have that WAP, and then she was looking for ways to kind of, you know, keep her man captivated. And then, boom, here comes Meg Thee Stallion with this wet-ass pussy, and now here we go. Hillary, Meg Thee Stallion.
I just, you know, I apologize to any of our female listeners right now, but I just don't think you turn into a freak in your latter stages. I think you had to already had that freak in you.
Women
earlier.
Get into they sexual peak in their 40s, though. I mean, Hillary's a little older than 40, but
I'm saying when Bill cheated on her, she was in her 40s. She wasn't a freak then,
but she didn't have that WAP, so now she's trying to figure out.
You heard what Uncle Murder said. All right. Bill cheated because Hillary couldn't suck dick. That's what Uncle Murder said. I didn't
see
it.
She wasn't on her knees. I don't know.
That's why she's trying to link with Meg Thee Stallion to get the tips.
But now at this point, Bill don't even care no more. Bill's like, I don't even. So what?
Listen, you're right.
If she tried to throw that bill now, he just falling asleep on it. Like, I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? But she did go to the right woman, though. You know what
now,
I mean?
her daughter might be, you know, because her daughter like in her 30s, so she might be.
So maybe that's how she found out about Meg, though.
I was gonna say maybe she was the one who put mom on to Miss Knees, AKA Megan. Mm-hmm. You know, it had to be, yo, ma, you heard this song? You know, I mean, you can't deny that, you know, the older. You know, older women are not opposed to listening to, you know, what's the new thing. You know what I mean?
Chelsea probably figured out, listen, my mom wasn't doing what she was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure I don't act up.
She probably had it harder, though, because they probably like, man, them Clinton chicks, they don't know how to suck dick. No matter what her skills is.
So she had to work at it. Chelsea, watch this. Exactly. Now, you know what I'm saying? She's doing new things out there. Now, mom's like, what you been listening to? Ma, you don't know nothing about this. You don't really want to get involved with none of this. No, put it on for me, sweetie. I want to see what's on your playlist. And then it's a bunch of Cardi. It's a Meg. Mm-hmm. It's some early Lil' Kim in there. It's a lot of shit in there.
So do you think she went to her and said, look, Ma, daddy would have been out getting his dick sucked if you had that WAP? Or how do you think the conversation would have went between them?
Well, because they are of the fairer complexion, she might have said some disrespectful shit like that. If she was black or brown, she would never approach her mother like that.
True.
You know what I'm saying? She would never. But because, you know, there might have been a night where they might have been sipping too much wine, and she might have been like, well, you know, if you would have took care of your business, Ma, we wouldn't be having all these scandals. Exactly. So maybe she said it that way, a nicer way. I doubt she would have said, Ma, if you would have been sucking daddy's dick like this.
Damn.
You know, I doubt she would have approached it that way.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't think so.
You're right, though, Eric, but think about it, right? Because now, you know, Ray J is out here, you know, breaking down and telling, you know, talking about what happened with the whole sex tape, you know what I'm saying, and how, you know, she made Kim go back and redo it because she didn't have the knees in that one, or she wasn't sucking the dick right. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I seen the tape once, but that was a while ago, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I guess, you know, her technique, you know, it ain't superhead, you know. But not a lot of people with superhead status, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't superhead.
Now that T right there, that was I was like this scrolling. I was like, ugh. I was like, I gotta catch up. I gotta see all the receipts. I was up late like this, trying to keep up with Ray J and all his
In a dark room scrolling.
I woke up early in the morning with the volume real low like this, trying to catch up to shit that I missed because it was late. He was out here wilding out late at night. Like, bro, you got to do this at some decent times because I want to know the tea. You know what I'm saying? This is the Kardashians, okay?
Nah, you know, you just to think. Ray J always start going off at random hours. When he was calling the booty goons on Fab, that was at like what, 3-4 in the morning. So you got to be up to catch it.
Yeah, he's on live and shit, live from DR. It's like, damn, this thing is just dropping all the gems. He had the PowerPoint presentation up on the screen.
And he did say it was a part two to the tape. So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna wait and see. I don't know if that's gonna come out. If they're gonna drop it or not, but you know.
I don't think they're gonna drop it. But the fact that he had, I mean, I saw what he saw. I saw what he posted. He had the contracts, and the contracts was there. They had the 1, 2, and the 3, and apparently they, you know, the angles wasn't right, so she had to do the third one. Cause you know they wanted to get the angles right, and they didn't even use that. I don't know. This is what he said. You know.
Well, Listen, shout out to Ray J for always finding a way to get to the bag. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, Ray J was the one that really got pushed Kim to that to where she is right now. So he had to be doing something right.
He threw Kanye in there. Wow. Screenshots and conversations. I don't listen.
Kanye in itself, you know, is a whole other story because as much shit as he want to talk now, he was the same nigga talking about my girl's a superstar all from a home movie. So don't switch sides now. Keep that same energy you had from the beginning when you was proud to say that my girl or my wife or my baby mother, whatever she was at the time, was famous from a home movie.
So all in his songs. Shit.
Exactly. And you know what's up. You already you know who she was before you got with her. You knew she was with a bunch of dudes, a bunch of famous dudes before she got with you. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't start tripping now, bro.
That's what I don't like. You know, like Kanye, he's super talented as a designer. I love me some Yeezy sneakers. You know, but he kills me every time when he comes out with this his contradictory remarks about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it just kills me because it's like, damn, you know, like I like your apparel, I like your music, like, you know, you are a talented artist, a talented person altogether, and then you come out with these shenanigans, and it's just like, bro, why? Like, why did we not? Did we not medicate? And it's okay. It's okay to medicate and, you know, have your issues. A lot of talented, smart people, you know, got a few screws loose, and that's all right. That is okay. I'm not, you know, talking bad about that. But, you know, let's get it together, my man. Like, come on. It's hard to support someone when they just, you know, just contradicting themselves left and right. I just... It's really hard. I don't know.
It is. It's always something with Kanye. He another one that I'm kind of tired of talking about because we can't even defend him no more.
Yeah.
The shit he says, the shit he does is like, yo, bro, like, either seek the help that you need or just be willing to take the criticism that's going to come your way. One or the other. Because, you know, you constantly trying to play this middle road of like you a victim, like motherfuckers is not understanding you. But then when you hear him speak about shit, it'll be like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're wildin'.
Yeah, so it's just,
you know,
like,
I stopped fucking with him a while ago, Eric.
I know, but I'm, you know, and I feel the same way because, you know, some people will be like, oh, the Donald Trump. Nah, for me, it was when he said slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
Like, we know, what the fuck are you, like, what?
How black man.
How could you say some shit like that?
On national television.
But then, you know, in other documentaries and interviews, he takes pride in the fact that his grandfather was a big part of the civil rights movement and how his mom got arrested at a young age because they were doing sit-ins. So it's like you disrespecting not only, you know, the ancestors, but you disrespecting your own bloodline because of your mom, your grandfather were arrested for trying to fight for better rights.
Yep.
Because...
But to you, slavery was a choice. No.
That's why, you know, I agree, you know, with Snoop. When Snoop was on The Breakfast Club, he said Kanye ain't got no strong black woman in his life since his mother passed. And that's why he out here acting a fool, because he ain't had no strong black woman to check him. Because I couldn't see when his mom is a Delta. I couldn't see him fucking running around here with a MAGA hat on, you know what I'm saying, following behind fucking Donald Trump if his mother was alive. So, listen, that's and that's exactly why I got a special.
I thought Trump got to you. Your system froze up a little bit.
They
trip going crazy. They shut him down.
That's why we're going to end it right now. And we're going to dedicate this one to Ray J right here, shooting the shit.
We're not letting this blasphemy continue. Yeah. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it first. I don't hit it going north, on the rascal going south. But now, bitch,
chose to go west. Deep, deep in the building, she know that I kill him. I know that I hit it the best. Candles lit with the wine, money still on my mind. And I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Don't go going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies. Sipping on good, blowing on OG. New ghost sitting.